Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Marianne Faithfull, the singer and actress known for As Tears Go By, passed away at the age of 78 in London. The cause of death was not provided, but as Carl said, I think she smoked like a chimney, so there might be something to do with that.
How old was she?
78.
Oh, wow. Well,
the Rolling Stones wrote that song. She did it first, and then they did it and had her sing on it. And she also did horrible backing vocals for The Memory Remains by Metallica.
I don't think I even remember her. I didn't even recognize that song.
Well, you remember the Rolling Stones version.
Yeah, I do.
We lost somebody else. Dick Button, the legendary figure skater and two-time Olympic champion, passed away at 95. U.S. Figure Skating confirmed his death. Again, no cause of death was immediately released. Button was known for revolutionizing figure skating by introducing athleticism to the sport, including landing the first double axel at the 1948 Olympics and the first triple jump at the 1952 Olympics. He also invented the flying camel spin, which you've seen it 100 times. You just never know what it was called. He won 7 consecutive U.S. championships, 5 world championships, and the 1948 European championship. And after retiring, he became a renowned commentator for ABC Sports.
I know, that's why I know him. I recognize the name.
Yeah, he was on NBC Sports for a long time.
Yeah, probably covering Olympics and all
that. Well, now like Tara Lipinski. So I feel like he was among the people who would do.
And I heard Brian Boitano talking about him this morning, working with him. So,
Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker is in a bit of trouble. He's accused of inappropriate behavior at 4 Baltimore area spas between 2012 and 2016, according to the Baltimore Banner. 6 massage therapists allege Tucker exposed himself and made unwanted contact. Some therapists ended sessions early and refused to even work with him again. Now, Tucker denies the allegations, calling them unequivocally false, while his attorney stated that they are impossible to prove. That's not a good thing to say. The NFL is aware of the claims, and they are investigating.
So, a couple questions there. Number one, if it happened 9 years ago, why is it just now coming to light if all of these people were involved? And number two, did he think he worked for the Patriots? Wasn't it Bill Kraft or Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
Was the one that was accused of that for the Patriots, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I think he was cleared of all that. Let's just to be clear here, but come on.
WNBA star Angel Reese is teaming up with McDonald's for a special meal launching February 10th. Apparently, it's just a brick in a bag. There's my joke, Carl.
Oh, but
there it is. I told you it was terrible.
Nice.
The Angel Reese special includes a barbecue bacon quarter pounder with cheese featuring a new bold barbecue sauce plus fries and a drink. Reese is the first female athlete to have a McDonald's meal collaboration and called it a dream come true and hopes to inspire young athletes.
Well, maybe she can now afford her rent in Chicago
because
she's paying about $8,000 a month and doesn't make nearly enough to afford that.
And she was whining about it because she wasn't making enough money to meet her rent. I'm sorry.
Wait. From the WNBA, that girl probably rakes in hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, from endorsements.
And so, she chooses to live in a place that's $8,000 a month and then complains that her salary doesn't support her lifestyle. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Your golden shoes too tight? Like, I don't... Cry me a river, build me a bridge, and get over it.
That's called the not rookie of the year meal at McDonald's. Sorry.
And finally, Squid Games will return for its third and final season, and it's coming out actually in June 27th. It was filmed back-to-back with Season 2. The new season promises more deadly new games and includes one involving a giant gumball machine.
Why do people want to watch that?
The first one wasn't bad. I still haven't watched the second one, though.
Carl, everybody's a cricket. Everybody's a critic. Everybody's a critic. My daughter just texted and said your crickets were late on Ethan's joke.
Well,
I even told him it was coming.
He told me it was coming, and I'm like,
You were even warned, and the crickets were late. So, Ginger says
shame on you. Please
get
the crickets ready.
Yeah. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.